You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
You can store an insane amount on SanDisk's 400-gigabyte microSD card, by Brian Barrett. The nice thing about being a digital hoarder is that all of your stuff doesn't accumulate in scattered piles around your living room. The downside? There's never enough space. And while SanDisk's new 400-gig microSD card may still not satiate the most extreme storage hounds, good lord, is that a lot of room in a teeny-tiny package. The SanDisk Micro SXDC USH-1, which sounds like it was named after a lesser Star Wars droid, easily offers more space than any microSD card before it. It's easily the largest storage capacity you'll find on any memory card. It's fast, too, with transfer speeds that Western Digital, which owns SanDisk, claims max out at 100 megabits a second. That translates to about 1,200 photos per minute, and it's rated for full 1080p video, important for a memory card that's going to live not just in the few smartphones that offer expandable storage, but in plenty of drones and GoPros attached to drones and GoPro's own drone. And at $250, it's actually not an unreasonable purchase. Still, 400 gigs feels hard to wrap one's head around. That's nearly twice as much as the biggest iPhone, and nearly half as much as a PS4. What could you possibly fill it with? Well, for starters, 40 hours of 1080p home video, 105 copies of The Lion King in HD, 62 copies of Sports Night Season 1 in SD, or 6,825 copies of Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do video, 54,794 copies of Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do in MP3, 250,000 GIFs of Minions laughing in the snow, 4,683 episodes of the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, they have only made 506 so far, or 70,633 copies of the King James Bible, 551,724 copies of the Bible for Dummies mini edition, 67,796 photos taken with a Samsung Galaxy S7, or 80 million New York Times Sunday crossword puzzles, and almost two-thirds of the entire GeoCities archive. And so much more. Anyway, it's a ton. So have fun trying to fill it. That's what long weekends are for.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.